direct wholesale pricing.
Well, did you batten the hatches? Are you not concerned about Earl because you don't live off the coastline and you weren't headed there anyway? Of course we're concerned about our fellow Americans who are probably renting places, saying goodbye to the summer and all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, the timing was just a little bit off. It looks like Hurricane Earl has been downgraded, but it's still big, bad, and strong. You never ever know with any hurricane and the predictions and how it can dissipate and turn on a dime. I once upon a time was a weather person for 2 seconds in my career, only because I knew how to work the computer. But I wasn't great at it, but I did learn a few things from the guy who was the guy who had the meteorology degree and showed me a few ways to look at reading the satellites and whatnot. So this was from earlier, and the warnings changed and the categories changed, but it's worth listening to Hugh Cobb here.
Earl is still a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 140 miles an hour. At 11 a.m., it was now situated about 300 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Now moving to the north at about 8.
So, see, there it was Category 4, and this, like I said, that was earlier, and that's how quickly things can change. Now it's downgraded to a 2, but it's got rain bands. They've moved onto the coast of North Carolina, and it's the waves that you have to be concerned about, 18-foot waves, maybe even 20-foot waves in some places. And I know surfers are always willing to take on whatever. Even when you hear of the surfers in California where sometimes their shark sightings, they're not worried about the sharks, and I always think, wow, they're not worried about it. That's crazy. But when these hurricanes come in, or they're starting to come in, and you get these riptides and that heavy surf, you know, honestly, people have dislocated shoulders and stuff. There's not, oh, you might get blown down from where your blanket is or where your stuff is on the beach. No, it's worse than that. I mean, if there's no lifeguard around anyway, especially if you just do get pulled away, but people really get hurt. They end up like doing things like rupturing their eardrum because of the force of the waves. It's hard to explain. Sometimes in our minds, we're thinking, ooh, tsunami, a wave, a giant wave. Of course, the worst of the worst, the biggest of the baddest, and you would never survive that, or you couldn't if you were anywhere too close to it. But that's not what we're even talking about. We're talking about even these 18 to 20-foot waves. And we're going to have somebody on in the next couple of weeks to talk about that, that these crazy injuries that can occur that people don't realize, they just in their mind think drowning or being sucked out, but it's even actually more than that. This was a big one earlier in the day. After what we all just went through at the Gulf of Mexico, and of course in the Gulf of Mexico and all of the states affected, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, then to hear that there is yet another platform on fire is not good. A fire on a well connected to an oil and gas production platform, it was out, and there was no indication of any kind of an oil sheen. There wasn't any serious injuries. The 13 on the platform, the crew jumped into the water, and they were rescued by a Coast Guard cutter. They were wearing survival suits when they were plucked out of the water. So there was first talk of this oil sheen that could be seen from a helicopter, and then the Coast Guard said later there was no evidence of an oil sheen and there were no visible leaks. But of course, you got to monitor it, you got to investigate it to make sure. The governor of Louisiana, could he be any busier? He said that the people that were rescued were in great spirits and they're ready to go home. But this platform, Mariner Energy owns this sucker. They say the fire wasn't sparked by an explosion. It started at one of the platform's 7 wells after a safety shutoff happened, and that's what it was. So there was a bunch of smoke. People could see that. And all of a sudden, radios were going off and people were called to find out what was happening out on the platform. And the safety equipment didn't kick in on the drilling rig Deepwater Horizon. That burned and it sank. So this was a little bit different. The automated shutoff equipment on the platform turned off the flow of oil and gas from the 7 producing wells before that fire happened, and then the crew evacuated. So there's the good news on it. But to see the poor people in the water, I guess in one sense you say to yourself, well, they survived, so that's the positive thing you take away from this. But I'm wondering now with this oil moratorium, that just adds to, well, you know, what about the safety and all that other stuff? Except for that this worked. The safety worked on this one. It goes to show you. We move from all of that stuff to our U.S. Open is being played in New York City. You know, we like to squeeze in sports shorts. And that might be affected, the play, because of the rain as we go into the weekend, late Friday, probably Saturday, actually, in New York. And it was interesting listening to one of the commentators today describing the conditions in New York where some people have actually passed out on the court. One woman, I talked about this, had to be pulled from the competition after she fell apart on the court. Here's Pam Shriver.
The difference also today, it is clearly more humid. It's also a little windier. You know, there's some tropical action, of course, south of us in the Atlantic, and that has given rise to humidity, which, of course, is the other thing that is just so tough for the players here on the east coast of the U.S. this time of year. So just another miserable day. Only the fittest will survive.
Yep, and that's true. Only the fittest will survive, and a lot of seeded players are going down. All right, along the same lines, coming up next Thursday, we've got besides sports shorts, we do that once a show. Besides that, we have Nail the Score. You call in, our computer randomly picks the game of the week. There are a lot of teams out there that are playing. Minnesota's playing actually that night, earlier in the night, so that won't be one of the games. But the week, that Sunday, it's a full slate of action, including even two Monday night games. And it's interesting, a lot of people are talking about the Cowboys because Dallas is where the Super Bowl is going to be held this year. Here's Tim Hasselbeck talking about the woes of the Dallas Cowboys.
Seeing running backs think they're being handed the football when it was a pitch. You're seeing quarterback and wide receivers not on the same page in terms of blitz pickup and running a hot route. And then you see guys, you know, dropping balls, not running the right routes. So certainly too many guys making mistakes for that Cowboys offense.
Yep, absolutely. That's when you make the mistakes, though, in the preseason. It's anybody's game at this point. Don't you love the beginning of the season? Anybody can claim my team's going to the Super Bowl, because do we really know? We don't know. But we do know that Nail the Score is coming back, and I hope a lot of you listening to this join us. And if you can't call in, you can send an email during those three segments with your guests. And it counts as long as it gets in during that hour. And it's Thursday, our third hour. Coming up round the bend, our cheap movie review. Stay with us.
Minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for recovery extra strength for pain-free mobility.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 2nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1250.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1283.57, 641.78 for a half ounce, or 320.89 for a quarter ounce. That's 1283.57, 641.78, or 320.89.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Close to getting Rex Ryan on this show. Sexy Rexy. I don't know why. I just love this guy. I guess it's the Hard Knocks thing, and I used to cover the Jets back when I was in New York. I also covered the Dallas Cowboys, and I enjoyed my time so much. It was during the Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, all that stuff, during that era. One of the really interesting people I met along the way who also covered those teams and still does so today, covers the Dallas Cowboys and all that is in the Dallas area, and football, too, in general, is my old pal Mike Young. And it was a big night for the Cowboys, a preseason game against Miami, but a lot of interesting things came out of this game. Mike, thanks for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
Oh, you bet, Kate. And this is Visions of Grandeur we're talking about here with the Cowboys tonight. Yeah, they won, but there's some red flags to be seen.
I think so, too. But let's talk about the one good thing. How about the kicker? David Beeler's foot was incredible. 51-yarder. Yes, it's preseason, but a 51-yarder. He finishes off the game. He ices a nice one. He makes all the field goals. That has to have some of the coaching staff, I think, breathing a little bit easier. Do you think so?
You know, not too long ago, I talked to Nick Lowry, who was a famous kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs and one of the better kickers that the NFL has ever seen. And I asked him point blank, well, who is the best right now in the NFL? And he goes, you know, it's David Beeler in Dallas. Why is that? Because he's got a leg that can kick it to another zip code, and he's accurate with it. And really, the Cowboys are very fortunate to have a guy like that, because the way the offense has been sputtering so far, if they can't get down in the red zone, if they can't score, they're going to have to rely a lot on David Beeler, and he kicked the game winner tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. So that is the bright spot. Okay, let's talk about the sputtering offense, as you call it. What is the deal there? This has been plaguing the Cowboys now for a while, that they get down to the red zone and can't score.
You know, it's a couple of things when it comes down to it, Kate. First off is that the offensive line is kind of banged up. Now, you can expect that during preseason games. That's fine. The Cowboys have played five of those things. That's a little bit too long in my estimation. But you have all those injuries, and then you just don't have the gelling going on anyway. And it doesn't matter who's back there. It could have been Stephen McGee, who was there tonight, Tony Romo, John Kitna. The offense is just not clicking. It's not on the passing side. It's on the running game. They had 1 yard at the end of the first quarter tonight against Miami. And I don't have to tell you, you don't have a running game, you're in trouble.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What's the feeling? Because, you know, you're a regular at Valley Ranch. So what's the feeling you get from the coaches, from the players? What's the vibe you get overall from the Cowboys?
Well, if you listen to Wade Phillips, everything will just come along. You know, that's the way it is. But you talk to the players, they're kind of concerned a little bit, but you don't see that big amount of concern that you need to be seeing right now. Yeah, Marion Barber, he doesn't talk to us a lot, but, he'll say, things need to get better. Felix Jones says the same thing. Tashard Choice, same thing. It's almost like, we know there's something wrong, but we'll get it fixed. And I'm not sure if that's the right answer.
Boy, no kidding. Tony Romo, he's the quarterback of this team. He doesn't, he's got to prove himself because now here we go again, all the money that he's making. It's always about the contract, you know that. After a while, it's like, look at all the money he made. He got paid a couple of years ago. So Romo, this is his team, but is he really the leader of this team?
I don't know who else is, unless you want to just maybe put it on David Beeler. I'm not sure. But Jason Witten is one of the team leaders on the squad. But, Romo, I guess, is a guy who you'd look up and you'd have to say he's the guy who's going to drive the bus. He's the guy who's going to get it down into the red zone. He's the guy who's going to steer us into 6 and 7 points, every time that we go down into the red zone. If we don't get a point after a temp, we'll blame it on Beeler. So, anyway, Romo would be the guy who needs to be the leader. He has been more vocal. I think he's a better leader now than he was 3 years ago. I think he was just kind of searching, kind of looking. I think he was searching for Troy Aikman's phone number, how to be a leader. And finally, he got some information on that. He's been better this time around. But, again, I really worry about that offensive line because it doesn't matter how good you are as a quarterback. If you're sitting on your fanny at the 40-yard line, there's no pass good enough that's ever going to be accounted for in the halls of football.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And here's the interesting thing. You've looked at the schedule. I was looking at the schedule again today, and this is a tough schedule for the Cowboys because in week four, they already have their bye week. They start off easier, but then all those divisional foes, some of those hard games on the road. So they got to get it together fast. I think it is a pretty prickly schedule. Do you think would you say it's pretty tough looking at it?
Oh, man, I know you're looking at it. I'm not looking at it right now, Kate, but I took a look at it before. All those road games they've got there are just absolutely hammerheads. And I'm thinking, well, this is for a team that maybe is thinking about going 13-3 or maybe 14-2 on the year, not a team where I think the Cowboys are going to be this year. So that's really going to be their Achilles heel. If they can pull off some upsets, and I do use the term loosely there, upsets, on the road, then, maybe they'll have a pretty decent year. But, that's an awful tough schedule to get through.
Yeah, I think so, too. Who do you like in the NFC? Let's pretend you're not covering the Cowboys and you're just looking at some of the other teams. I like New Orleans. Of course, you can't take anything away from them. I also like Minnesota. Here we go again. Let's see what Favre can do. But in the NFC, I like both of those teams. It's going to, in the AFC, I think Indianapolis is always going to be tough. And, I mentioned Rex Ryan at the top, and I like the Jets, too. They were just one game away from going to the Super Bowl. I like what they might do depending on whether the whole Revis situation gets resolved. What do you think?
Well, if you look over on the AFC side, you can never ignore Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts for any reason whatsoever. And I think he's got a heck of a shot going back to the Super Bowl. Now, on the NFC side, here's a guy we haven't discussed too much. And I think he's going to have just an absolute monster year. And that's Aaron Rodgers up in Green Bay. Mm. I think the Pack's going to the Super Bowl this year. And I would not be surprised whatsoever to see Indianapolis and Green Bay being, playing for the big cup, and that might be one of the better Super Bowl games we'll ever see.
Yeah, and it'll be in Dallas. How about that?
Yeah, I know it. Jerry will have to watch from the parking lot.
No kidding. He'd be seething, I think, watching from the parking lot. It'd be brutal.
Well, He and Danny Snyder can eat pizza, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. Hey, I know you're into fantasy football, too. A lot of our listeners are. We do this thing called Nail the Score, Mike. It's a whole lot of fun. And how Nail the Score works, and we're going to roll it out next week. I've done it. I did it a little bit in Dallas, although just Cowboy-centered, and in New York, and here it's wide open. And I just pick the game of the week. The computer really randomly picks it. And then people call in and they give their numerical guess on what they think will happen with the game, who's going to win it, and what the final score is going to be. But a lot of other points are tallied for people, and a lot of people seem to know a lot about football, partially because they play fantasy football. Who are some of your top picks in fantasy football?
I aim for Aaron Rodgers in almost all of my leagues. I'm in the 9 fantasy football leagues this year, and I think I got Aaron on my first pick on 7 of those 9. I really think that he is just going to have just an absolute monster season. He was the guy I really targeted in on. The other areas, really, I tried to go for tight ends because tight ends are kind of a small position, kind of a light position and as far as fantasy goes. Vernon Davis was one of my targets that I got a few times. Not so much Jason Witten. Witten had been there in years past, but not so much this time around. Also, Andre Johnson down in Houston. He was, to me, the best wide receiver that was available. And also, too, David Beeler was one of the guys who I brought up from, like, he was ranked like 230 or 250 or whatever the case may be. No. I brought him up there. He was in a group with Gostkowski of New England and also Garrett Hartley of New Orleans. Those guys, along with Chris Johnson, running back for Tennessee, those guys would be the best picks in my estimation anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you on the Rodgers thing because I think he's going to have a monster year as far as even touchdowns, passing yards, all that kind of stuff. Absolutely. What about defense? What'd you pick defensively? I mean, you know, what defense did you pick?
San Francisco 49ers.
Mm.
I see Mike Singletary's prints on this everywhere. I mean, I see their attitude that Singletary had when he was at Baylor and when he played for the Chicago Bears. I see this in the secondary. I see it up front. I think that for the offensive, lapses that the 49ers could run into this year, they're going to make up with it for their defense. I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to be the best defense in football.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they could be certainly a top 5 anyway. Absolutely. Mike, it's been a lot of fun chatting football with you. We appreciate you coming on to America Tonight. We'll talk to you again during the season.
Oh, anytime. It's where I live and breathe. That and Texas Ranger baseball, baby. Yeah.
That's right. That's another conversation. All right, you have a good one. You know, it's funny. Week 1 in the NFL, we're going to start on Thursday, September 9th with our game. But Minnesota and New Orleans are actually playing the early game on that night, so that's obviously not going to be the one that's chosen. But you've got Miami at Buffalo and Detroit at Chicago, Atlanta at Pittsburgh, Cleveland at Tampa Bay, Indianapolis at Houston, Green Bay at Philadelphia. Now, that would be a pretty good game, and that's a later game. Dallas is at Washington. That's the night game on Sunday. But who knows? It's a whole slate of action. Just that one game wouldn't be part of the possibilities. And then you have your Monday night games, too. There's 2 games on Monday night. Stay with us. Odds and ends around the bend.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free 2 of their new just-released peel-and-stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, as promised, quickly, a couple of odds and ends for you. I used to have a Toshiba laptop, and then my husband decided it would be fun to see if, isn't it the worst technology? He decided, oh, we could hook this up and we could watch Netflix through the computer into the television, but somehow the computer was never the same. So I know what Toshiba's all about, and I used to like my Toshiba, although a lot of my friends said, oh, Toshiba's terrible. So Toshiba has announced the voluntary recall of about 41,000 notebook computers at the risk of overheating and burning users. That's frightening, isn't it? The recalled models are the Satellite T135, Satellite T135D, and Satellite Pro T130. Ooh, that's too many numbers. So just take it in. That's what I would do. Here's my big tip for anybody who has the notebook or the laptop anyway. You know, people are on computers longer than they think they're going to be on the computers, and you start to feel that burning sensation in your legs, and you feel like, ooh, have I been sitting too long? Well, this is the deal. Get one of those gel pads. They cost nothing, and throw it under the computer, and then usually you can avoid that. Now, I don't know if that would help in the Toshiba case because they're saying there's problems with it anyway. So if they've got a voluntary recall, take it in. That's the thing to do, and then you don't have to worry about it. All right, better safe than sorry, some would say anyway. You know the whole thing with the suspicious package deal when you're at an airport? Every time I'm at an airport, I hear that at least two or three times an hour, it seems. Recently, the airports I've been in anyway. In Miami, there was some kind of a package that was spotted by someone in the bag screening area. So what they did was a passenger was actually in custody. So what was the suspicious item? What was going on? How was that found? We don't know any of the details. I mean, it's like you have to pry the jaws of information open in Miami. We do know this, that they vacated or evacuated is a better way to say it, because you were forced to evacuate. 9:30 on Thursday night, 200 people and all but two concourses were evacuated. So people scurrying to get to planes, maybe some of them didn't make it. They even closed the roads to ensure public safety. Oh, my, I can't wait to hear all the details on that. They're going to release a statement on Friday morning and talk about what the passenger was charged with or what they found or what was the suspicious item, how was it left. It had to be something because they did the evacuation deal. And they've detained somebody now. That's the extra part of the story. So how about that? We move quickly from odds and ends to something that you might be doing, actually, over this holiday if you have an extra day off. Maybe even if you don't. Maybe you just have a couple of days, the normal days off. It's movie, 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 and more movies, right? And there's some good ones that are coming up. This week, the movie that's getting the most buzz for a lot of different reasons, some of you have even called in to talk about it, is this movie called Machete. And the Machete movie is a Robert Rodriguez flick, who he's known for shocking stuff anyway, if you've ever seen any of his movies. And this is basically about a violent shakedown from a notorious drug lord where a guy is nearly killed. So Machete becomes a renegade Mexican federale, and he's roaming the streets of Texas working as a day laborer. He's searching for justice. Let's just let you hear it. We'll roll that clip.
Federal agent. Ruled by a sense of destiny.
Machete.
I know what they did to your family.
Machete. I know the legend. That's him.
CIA, FBI, DEA, all roll up in the womb.
He's coming after us.
I will testify.
All right, so you get the gist there. I won't spoil it for you. A lot of people furious over this, thinking that there's a racist tint to it because of what Machete does and who he's gunning down. But I think it's all about Rodriguez, really, and the kind of flicks that he produces. De Niro's in this. Michelle Rodriguez is in it. Steven Seagal is in it. And Jessica Alba is in it as well. All right, here's another one that's also getting a bunch of buzz. George Clooney is in this one. It's called The American.
Hello? It's Jack. I want out.
Consider it your last job.
You don't even have to pull the trigger.
You're an American.
Let's say, a working vacation.
You're in the hands of a craftsman. You're good with machines.
I do have a good head.
The Belgians think someone might have put a tail on you.
You've got a long list of enemies, Jack. I told them no one gets close to you.
They don't.
You're a good man, but you have a secret.
You have done much sinning.
All men are sinners. Everything I've done, I've had good cause to do. I can't stay forever.
Take me with you.
A man can be rich if he has God in his heart.
I don't think God's very interested in me, Father.
All right, you kind of understand what that's about, too, if you paid attention. It's a spy deal. So we've got Crazy Machete and the controversy there. We have the spy flick with George Clooney. And then we have the lighter fare kind of chick flick going the distance. Check this out.
What's your favorite food?
Tortellini.
How would you like to die?
Eating too much tortellini.
Okay, what's the meanest lie you ever told someone to get them out first thing in the morning?
I had to meet my wife for breakfast. A little wing sauce.
Where?
Kind of in this general area.
Maybe, you know, it'd be fun if I DJ'd your hookup.
What was our rule?
Just because I can hear you through the wall doesn't mean I get to participate.
Right.
I'm leaving in 6 weeks.
You're saying...
Keep it light.
Disease-free and light.
Six weeks too fast. Me like you.
Aaron, I'll be here and you'll be there and we'll be long distance because I'm crazy about you.
I'm crazy about you too.
Want a hug?
Okay.
Come on, buddy.
Okay, go.
Why are your eyes closed?
Are yours not closed?
No.
Is Aaron there, please?
I miss you already.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You need to be clear about what this relationship is.
Can you see other people?
I mean, he could be out there dry humping half of New York City right now.
Oh, that's scandalous.
Dry humping is no joke.
I haven't seen my girlfriend in a while, and I'm losing my mind.
Some sex, and lots of it.
Well, I'm on top.
I'm on top. How can you be on top?
Didn't they say we were in your car?
No, we're on a plane.
This isn't really working.
I like the airplane. People do cars too much.
I've done the long distance thing.
Where are you?
Huh?
And it is hard.
Please just tell me that you trust me. You know, Gary, how much I love my sister. So don't break her heart.
I really want to come out and see you.
Are you going to do something about your veiny white skin?
Tanning will begin.
Ah, tastes gross! Tastes like poison!
Oh! Phil!
That came in so fast I didn't know where to go.
Oh.
These mashed potatoes are amazing.
Mmm.
All right, you get the gist there. Drew Barrymore's in it. She probably will try to carry this one. And that's what I think the producers of this were thinking. It's about one of those quickie flings that's actually a little bit more. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got The Mailbag. Hang with us, everyone, here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
America Tonight, folks, you know that I'm always beating everybody up. I know you have a lot of thoughts. Sometimes you can't get to a phone. Sometimes you don't want to call in. But you're very good. This audience is huge with the email. So I'm going to tell you the address again. If you've just started listening to us, send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And on that note, let's head to the mailbag. Our first one out of the chute.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
Is Homer Simpson telling us the mail is here. And it's from Dennis McMahon. I love that, Homer Simpson. It's from Dennis McMahon, who says, the North Korean characterization of torpedoes as fish processing equipment reminds me of some real titles in the New York City Board of Education when I was an elected official there. A public relations person was called a multifaceted dissemination coordinator. There are a lot of things called not what they are. Maybe some folks can think of some. Boy, that's true. That would make a great show, Dennis, actually. How the spin, it's like resume spin, what people say they do, and they're and it's just a fancy way of some crazy title of what it actually really is. And he's making the crack at, you know, North Korea. It's interesting because the U.S. and South Korea are going to do some more naval drills. That's the word from Seoul, anyway. They're going to hold this joint anti-sub exercises in more of that, ha, 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 here we go. Here's our show of force against you, North Korea. And good for them. Pyongyang continues to renew all those threats against the drill. So this is going to be the second, if you're keeping score, in those joint maneuvers that they've planned to conduct. And this is all in response to something that happened back in March, the sinking of that South Korean warship that clearly was blamed on the North because independent investigators went over all the materials and everything into everything that was left and said there's no way this is anything but the North Koreans. And too many people died. Too many sailors were lost in that 46 South Korean sailors. So I think it's good that South Korea keeps their foot on the neck of North Korea. And the U.S. has over 28,000 troops there as a deterrent against any kind of aggression from North Korea. Even though there's not the intention of invading the North, there's been this weird, as we know, in the 38th parallel, stare down. Can we move from Dennis on to our next victim here that sent an email just the other day? And it's Linda. Linda, listening to us, I'm not sure where, but she talks about Iraq, birth defects, and our military. She says, why don't you talk about how our country's military uses depleted uranium in their weapons and the horrible birth defects now in Iraq, or how those people live without electricity and how our embassy in Iraq is the size of 18 football fields. Oh, I've done that backwards and forwards when I've talked about how many diplomats are left there, the whole State Department. It's crazy what was built in Iraq. And also, we aren't going anywhere. I always talk about the fact that we're not going anywhere. Talk about the billions of dollars missing in Iraq. Ad nauseum, we've been talking about that. All these unfinished projects. And also the fact that there's this missing money. It's like, oh, well, how much is missing? Billions, 50 billions, no worries. And then also she's saying, talk about the mercenaries our country pays for in Iraq, or how our returning soldiers are suffering the results of depleted uranium. And then she goes on to talk more about depleted uranium and looking at it and looking at the globalist banksters and their corporations and how our nation goes around the globe and invades and occupies Muslim countries where the women are. Where are the women talking about what our military is doing to the children in Iraq and et cetera, and whatever. And then she says, the little jab at the end, expand your mind and perceive how our nation is actually an imperialistic terrorist invading and occupying. I'm going to disagree there. I think there are many disgusting, terrible things that happened in Iraq. And, you know, my thoughts on Iraq, too, the money that was spent, first of all, what are we leaving with? What is victory? Absolutely, she's right about some of the things that happened to the civilians there. There's no question about that. We have absolutely talked about that with people on the air. And, of course, the fact that we're not really leaving there. Despite what the president says in turning the page, you still have soldiers there. Hello, what are they going to do? And then what happens to this government? Absolutely. But, and yes, there are some crazy things that are happening, no doubt, around the world that are more than disheartening. That's why I always say that I don't care if you're left, right, somewhere in between, have a different opinion. It doesn't matter. You just have to have an opinion. So I give Linda credit for her email and for touching base with us, because whether I agree with the ideas or not, I'm glad that people are formulating ideas and have thoughts on where we're going as a nation, because it is scary to me the direction we're headed in, and the price of the freedoms and to not pay attention is just too dangerous. And you cannot put the blinders on anymore, because if the more people that do that, the more that the country knows about the situation, some idiot, empty-headed kid in New Jersey that's making $5 million because he's on some television reality show, the more that happens, the more that it's easy for the sinister side to emerge and the power base to go through those levels of corruption that we've seen. And that's how we get the political machine, because people don't care who they're voting for. People don't even go out and vote. People don't pay attention enough. Absolutely, you're 100% right in what you're trying to tie together, I think, here, Lyndon, what you mean. And as I said, in Iraq, we have addressed all of those things on America Tonight. Absolutely. All right, we move on to another one here, and it's from Dale Schmidt. Dale's one of my favorite callers. He just always makes me laugh at the end because he sometimes throws us those crazy curveballs, and he addresses this in the email. To the queen of late-night talk radio, I pledge to you that I will no longer ask you on the radio dumb questions like what is icing in hockey and why do we call the football field a gridiron? And then he puts in parentheses, which is pretty funny, at least not until next time. So, touche, Dale. I think it's funny, and I was just teasing you the other night when you called in, and we were talking about very serious things, and then got to the end. You asked me about gridiron. All right, this one is from Jane Dix. Hey, I'm listening to you in Vermont. We're not talking too much about Hurricane Earl, although I think Massachusetts better look out. If you're looking at any of those pictures of where the hurricane is headed, it looks pretty scary, Kate. What do you think? Especially, you mentioned this earlier, talking about heading up north, the winds had the possibility of picking up. What do you think happens? Well, you know, I can't predict the future. I wish I could. But in looking, you're right, in looking at the map, it changes because something can be altered with the winds and the air. And, yeah, it might look one way 12 hours earlier, and then suddenly something happens, and it's a completely different thing that we're looking at when we see, you know, the satellite photographs of the hurricane. Bottom line is there's definitely going to be a lot of rain, and there's definitely going to be flooding maybe in some areas. But if it brushes further out to sea, then mostly you're talking about beach erosion and high waves, staying off the beach, and crappy days at maybe the Jersey Shore or in Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard. Let's hope that's all it is. Let's hope that's the only thing that happens as a result. That would be the good news. This one's from Brett listening to us in Austin, Texas. Hello, America Tonight. I can't wait for this Nail the Score. I don't think I've ever heard of Nail the Score. You mentioned it a couple of different times. You said something about a game of the week in the NFL. Tell me more. Okay, I'll say it again. Nail the Score happens next Thursday. It's in our third hour. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. It could be any game. It could be the Cowboys and the Redskins, for example, which is the Sunday night game. If it is, you call in, you tell us who you think's going to win, Cowboys or the Redskins, and what you think the final score is going to be, like 27-21, 27-0, 14-7, I don't know, whatever score you think. And if you nail the score, you're a big winner, ding, 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 bragging rights and lots of prizes.